Welcome to Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Dowdy.
And I'm Larry Bly. And that's the way it's going to be.
And Mike?
Oh, Mike. Mike, where is it? Uh-oh. Doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. Sound good.
Mike says he's been hanging around a rock and roll so long that he's come down with a terrible case of the rockin' pneumonia
and the boogie-woogie
flu. Sounds really bad.
It does.
But because of his attitude at the hospital area, he doesn't care, he says, so they put him in the insensitive care unit.
Insensitive care unit.
At the hospital.
Okay, well, but whatever works. Thank you so much for coming along. We call this episode 38.
Now, what's it about, Larry?
Well, it's about songs about the nighttime.
Oh, okay.
That means there's going to be nighttime, midnight in the title somewhere.
Well, so, I'm sure glad because that's what I was prepared for.
I'm so glad
I tried
we're on
to be prepared,
the same page.
I always try to be prepared.
Before we get to our celebrity birthdays today, our music birthdays, congratulations and thanks to all of our faithful podcast listeners on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple, Google, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Breaker. I haven't even told you this yet.
Oh, my.
You've helped us reach 5,000 listens as of this morning.
What a complete waste of time.
Since August of 2020.
Well, I know we have some new ones that have come along. We have one up in Woodstock, my dear friend John Horan. He listens in now. Mm-hmm. He's catching up on them. He's got a lot of them to catch up on.
Wow.
Friend Martin down in Mexico. He's down there in Mexico.
Wow.
He was up here a couple of months ago and visited. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, I think I'd like that. He likes the old rock and roll. So he listens down in Mexico. I'm not sure exactly where. And it seemed like there was one other one that I wanted to mention, but I've since forgotten it. I'm sorry. If it comes to my mind, Larry, I'll bring it back up again.
Throw it in.
Sort of like breakfast.
But yeah, I'm just happy that 5,000 listens.
Man, that's a lot.
That really is. So thank you for the time you spent with us.
Yeah.
What do you say we get to a time for living and see which musical celebrities had a birthday recently? Singer Mitch Ryder, 77.
There went Mitch right by, just right there. Did you hear him?
That was the Detroit Wheels, wasn't it? keyboardist Jonathan Cain of Journey, 72. Michael Bolton, 69. Neil Schon of Journey, 68.
Singer, actor Harry Belafonte is 95. Dale. Midnight come and no one go home.
I should have saw that going.
Singer Mike D'Abbo of Manfred Mann is 78. Singer Roger Daltrey, The Who, 78. And singer-musician John Carroll of the Starland Vocal Band is 65.
Still have an afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight, that's right.
Okay, all right.
He went on to be a big record producer after that.
Wow. Keyboardist Paul Humphreys of the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. He did the song Kool-Aid.
Okay.
62, Adrian Smith.
Didn't he used to be the news anchor at Channel 7?
No, that was Keith Humphrey.
Oh, okay. I get so confused sometimes, all these names.
Singer Johnny Van Zandt, Van Zandt and Lynyrd Skynyrd fame, 62.
Singer Jay Osmond of the Osmond Brothers, 67 years old. I'm not sure I would know Jay from Florine.
An Osmond is an Osmond,
you're
except
right.
for Marie.
That's right. They're all together at the hips.
In fact, I'm pretty sure Marie's the only one working now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably the only one that needs to. Well, she actually couldn't have to need to.
No.
Singer John Cowsill of the Cowsills is 66 years old.
Yeah, the rain, the park, and
they sang
things.
Until the Cowsills come home. Singer Bon Jovi is 60.
Songwriter Carol Bayer Sager, 78. Mickey Dolenz, the only surviving monkey now.
No, see, it's not so.
77, Randy Meisner of the Eagles and Poco, 76. Peggy March, 74.
Remember her song, I Will Follow Him?
Yep.
I love him.
Yep.
Disgusting song. Mm-hmm. Anyway, drummer Hume Grundy of the Zombies is 77. And you know what?
What?
Oh, no, it's another one. We're going to do another one, too. There are actually two members of Zombies that are having birthdays, and we'll talk about the other one in just a minute.
Can't wait.
Guitarist David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, 76, and singer Kiki Dee, 75.
Don't go breaking my heart. Mm. Country singer Mick Gilley, 86. Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders, 80.
No, that can't be.
It's happening.
He's almost old enough to have been in the original Paul Revere group up in Boston.
And ride the horse, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Guitarist Robin Trower of Procol Harum, 77. Jeffrey Osborne, 74. Jimmy Fadden of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, 74.
Is that Jeffrey Osborne or is that Joni Osborne?
This is Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh, I thought it was Joni Osborne.
Yeah, Jeffrey Osborne.
One's a guy and one's a girl, aren't they?
That's right.
Well, here's something interesting. Bassist Chris White of the Zombies is 79 years old, and in my book, he laid down truly one of the most fabulous bass lines of a song ever, and it goes like this. That's him. Listen to that. Isn't that wonderful? That's a running bass, they call it. The Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
He just keeps rolling that thing on,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Really.
Well, no one told me about her,
what a great song.
How many people cried.
So anyway, that's his bass work going on there.
Yeah, there's just not too many bass players and their work that stands out. Chris would be one. McCartney, of course, you know, does an awesome job there as well.
When I grew up in a valley, I got to, at night, of course, got to listen to all the big 50,000-watt radio stations. Just came barreling down through the valley.
Mm-hmm.
WABC, KBW Buffalo, WLS, on and on and on and on. But during the daytime, you couldn't get any of them. But so I listened to a lot of local radio stations.
Okay.
And because I was in Woodstock, which was centrally located in the valley, I got to listen to stations all over and did so. I got to listen to Winchester Radio, Luray Radio, Harrisonburg Radio, Mount Jackson Radio. And I would, of course, dial around.
Yeah.
And I would listen on Saturday mornings to WINC in Winchester. That's the radio station that Patsy Cline first sang on.
Okay.
Anyway, they had they were not a rock and roll radio station, but they had a show, one of those things with the high school kids come out. They would play records. And it was the only time that INC ever played rock music. And I was listening one Saturday morning, and they says, here's something that's really unusual we think you want to hear. And they played this song. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's the most unusual thing. That's the most beautiful record. It just knocked me out. And the fact that it came from a radio station that doesn't even normally play rock and roll. Peter Wolf of the J. Giles Band, 76. Keyboardist Matthew Fisher of Procol Harum, 76. And guitar Ernie Isley of the Isley Bros is 70. That's it.
Man, that is quite the list.
Happy birthday, all of you.
Celebrating a time for living. All right. What do you say we get to episode 38, our podcast this time around? Songs about the nighttime.
Nights in white satin.
Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Nighttime forever without you.
I heard my mom.
A thousand eyes.
There's a heart of the night I'm calling.
He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Cause boogie nights are always the best in town.
Whatever gets you through the night.
It's all right. It's all right.
Bet your money all you like.
It's all right. It's all right.
I had no idea there were so many, but then every time we do these things, we discover that, I think.
Yes, yes. I know one, one standout for me was Night Moves, Bob Seger.
Okay.
You ever wonder who Seger's song Night Moves was written about?
No, never did.
Well, it was based on Seger's own teenage love affair that he experienced in the early 1960s.
And he could still remember that.
He could still remember it.
Must have been a heck of a... a time, I'll tell you that.
Took him 6 months to write it.
Really?
Was recorded
that's
quickly.
Longer than that's longer than the affair lasted, by the way.
Maybe so. But it was recorded quickly. It was a quickie at Nimbus 9 Studios in Toronto, Ontario. It was in the movie FM. Mm. And Night Moves, released in December of 76 from his ninth studio album of the same name, and it made it to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
So there's a little background about Night Moves by Seeker.
Ray Charles did a song called Nighttime is the Right Time for Making Love. Tonight by the Genesis. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and here's another one that I can't read. Mm-hmm. My handwriting is just so terrible. That's why you always wonder why I type everything, because I can't read my handwriting. Tonight You Belong to Me, Patience and Prudence. Remember them?
Vaguely.
You'd have been just a little dowdy back when I was a hit. I think I was just a little Larry back in those days. Night Train, James Brown. How popular is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nights in White Satin. That was another standout for me from the Moody Blues. It was written and composed by Justin Hayward at the age of 19.
Wow.
He titled the song, allegedly, after a girlfriend gave him a gift of satin sheets.
Oh.
It was first released as a single in 67, made it to number 19 on the UK singles charts, only number 103 in the US
really?
When it was released in 1968.
That doesn't seem possible.
It was reissued in 72, hit number 2. The only reason it hit number 2, because the number 1 song at the time, I Can See Clearly, from Johnny Nash.
Mm.
But it did hit number 1 on, you ready for this chart? I don't know if you remember this or not, Cashbox.
Oh,
the Cashbox
Box
Top
Magazine.
100. Yeah,
yeah, wow. Let's write radio stations. If you really fancy and had a budget and were making any money, you had Record World.
Yeah.
Cashbox and Billboard. Right, all three magazines came in, and everybody was just dying to see them.
And then somewhere along the way, radio and records came in.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. And eventually, I guess we lost them all. By the way, have you ever slept on satin?
No.
You slide right out. You can't stay.
Now, we do have satin pillowcases.
You slide right out of bed.
I fight keeping my pillow every night.
Well, of course. You can't keep yourself in bed if you're on satin sheets. Go ahead. What else?
Night Shift by the Commodores.
Mm.
From January of 1985.
Good one.
It's a tribute by the Commodores to soul and R&B singers Jackie Wilson and Marvin Gaye, who both died in 84.
Oh.
The first verse mentions Marvin Gaye's song, What's Going On, while the second verse mentions Jackie Wilson's Lonely Teardrops, Baby Workout, and Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher and Higher. Now, Walter Orange and J.D. Nicholas were doing lead vocals as Lionel Richie had already left the group when the song came out in 85, made it to number 3, and was their first hit after Lionel Richie's departure.
Huh. Well, you're just full of information. You remember, I'm sure, the night Chicago died?
Yes, I do.
Paper Lace, I think, was the only song they ever had. They were one-hit wonder. But I thought that was an exciting song.
That was a great song.
Daddy was a cop on the east side of Chicago. Well, that's enough. Last night, I didn't get to sleep at all. I'm just telling you, I didn't get much sleep last
Fifth Dimension?
Fifth Dimension,
okay.
That's right. Sleepless Nights by Somebody Brothers. I can't read my writing.
Sleepless Nights.
Sleepless Nights.
You stumped me on that one.
Some Brothers. I'll have to figure that one out. Have to look that one up. So anyway, Saturday night's all right.
Yeah.
Elton John.
Yeah.
You mentioned that, I think. And the nights the lights went out in Georgia. Vicki Lawrence.
That's a great one.
Her only hit record, by the way. Her only one.
Really?
Well, yes.
Well,
of course, she wasn't a singer.
She really didn't need to do anything else because she got the job with Carol Burnett.
Show. Yeah. I don't know how that came about. I'm going to have to research that sometime. How did she end up with a rock and roll hit when she wasn't even a singer necessarily? I mean, she sang on the show. But it just happened, I guess. It was a good song.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to look it up sometime.
Okay.
So we tell you a lot more about it.
Let me see. I've got a few more. Thank the Lord for the Nighttime. We had that in the open. Nights of Forever Without You, England Dan, John Ford Coley. A couple from the Bee Gees. Night Fever, Nights on Broadway. Mm-hmm. One of now here's a song, great song, but if you play it, I promise you, it will stay in your head the rest of the day.
Happy Birthday?
No.
Oh, okay.
Night Has a Thousand Eyes, Bobby V.
Bobby V. What a great song. Very well produced. All of his stuff was. He had great backing groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote a lot of the stuff.
Let's see. Night Owls from Little River Band. That was in our open as well. Night Bird, Stevie Nicks. I don't think I remember that.
No. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'll have to go search that one. One of my favorite Carole King songs. I don't think it was that big of a hit, though. Nightingale.
Nope.
Don't remember that, or nope. You agree it wasn't a big hit?
I agree it wasn't a big hit.
Okay.
I love everything she does, so I'm not going to see that. I was working the 7 to midnight shift at WROV one evening, and the music director came bounding through the door with a record that just had to be played right then and there.
Oh.
And we still had a working turntable, even though most of the music we played, as you remember, even 71, was on cart.
The
record got played one time, and that was to put it on tape.
Yeah.
But we still have one working turntable off to the left that still worked and sounded fairly decent. Mm-hmm. So we queued the thing up just like they did in the old days.
Right.
It was a test pressing of this song. And you probably recognize none other than Joan Baez. Of course, it was originally done by the band.
Uh-huh.
They wrote it.
Yeah.
And I said, really, you think Joan Baez is going to have a hit record? She sang all those, Joe Hill and all those sad records. I said, just can't imagine. But as soon as I heard it, of course, I said, yeah, that's pretty incredible. It really is. So played it right on the air. Now, Tess, did you ever see a test pressing? I'm sure you did.
Yes.
It was a one-sided 45 RPM record. Didn't have anything on the other side, no grooves.
And wasn't it cut directly into the vinyl?
I don't know.
I think it was acetate or something like that.
I don't know. It didn't have the actual label of the record company on it.
Handwritten?
A handwritten label, and it had a number on it. And so anyway, they brought it to us and says, you're the first person in America is going to play this on the radio. Now, do you think I really believe I was the first person to play that record? I will. And do you think they only made one test pressing and sent it to us?
Well, it sounded good at the time.
I imagine they sent out about 100 of them to the top radio stations across the country and told us all the same thing. We all fell all over ourselves playing the things, which was the idea, right?
Exactly.
But it did turn out to be a big hit record. And after all, ROV did break about 5 or 6 national hits.
That's true.
Remember, we have 4 or 5 gold records out in the lobby until someone stole them one day. I think they showed up at Happy's Flea Market a couple of weeks later. Somebody needed some cash. Well, drugs aren't cheap. They were, even back then, they were. I mean, I don't know. I've been told. But so I guess it is possible that maybe old Lair was the first one to play it. But somehow.
So if you have one of those gold records hanging on your wall right now and it says WROV AM,
return to sender.
Yes, please. though, my favorite Joan Baez, even though I like that one, was Diamonds and Rust.
Oh, I forgot totally about that.
Yeah, I always loved that song.
That was a pretty song. And that was a hit, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But she was so folksy.
She was.
Which,
you're a little folksy.
Well, thank you so much.
I admire it. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
But to incorporate that into a top 40 station at the time, that was the era that we were living in. I left one out a minute ago.
Oh, no.
Twisting the Night Away.
Oh, yeah.
Written and recorded by Sam Cooke with help from the famous Wrecking Crew session musicians. That was released in 62. It went to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. Then Rod Stewart released his version in 1973 from the album Never a Dull Moment, which is a great album. Sadly, it only reached number 59.
Get out of here.
It was re-recorded for the soundtrack of Inner Space in the summer of 87. It only made it to number 80.
Sometimes it seems like they were bigger hits than they really were, but I guess it depends on what all was on the playlist at the time.
True.
How heavily it was played, whether it was a big hit or not. So I think a lot of music directors wanted them to become hits, so they put it into heavy airplay.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it worked or not,
that's true.
Know.
You got a few more?
Midnight Confessions, the Grassroots. Midnight Blue, Melissa Manchester.
Love
what
that
a pretty song.
Yeah.
Night Moves by Marilyn Martin. I do not remember. Where do our people go? Where do our cracked research team come up with
something? Remember
that. I don't remember that at all.
To say, though, it was. She recorded that with somebody else.
I don't know.
I'll get our crack team on it.
Hard Day's Night, Beatles. They always have a couple.
And
whatever we do, they always have a couple.
Uh-huh.
Saturday Night, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. I do not recall.
Oh, great song.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Ain't Even Done With the Night, John Mellencamp. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All Day and All of the Night, The Kinks. Great song.
Great song.
Into the Night by Benny Mardones.
Mm-hmm.
Such a Night by Elvis. Really was such a night. Great song, though. Another Saturday Night, Cat Stevens. I'm a big Cat Stevens fan.
Yeah, I love that one.
It's a Disco Night, the Isley Brothers. I love the nightlife. I liked a boogie. Alicia Bridges, remember that?
Yeah.
Boogie Nights, Heat Wave.
Yep, love that.
Here Comes the Night, Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's one of the most famous of all, December 63. Oh, what a night, The Four Seasons.
Wonderful
song.
That
was a great comeback song for them, by the way.
Yeah, really. Oh, indeed.
You remember Wild Night by Van Morrison?
I do.
I loved everything almost that Van Morrison ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Gets You Through the Night, John Lennon.
Great song.
Heart of the Night, Poco.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Night, Paul Davis. And Sharing the Night Together with Dr. Hook. Wait till he gets his hooks in you. You're going to love it.
By the way, Night Moves was Marilyn Martin's lead single from her debut album.
Oh, okay.
1986.
Here's what I want to talk about, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Mr. D. One Night in Bangkok.
Love that song.
All right, we're going to talk about it for a couple of seconds, but first let's just give it a little bit of a listen. Very unusual pop hit, an unusual opening, but I think most radio stations queued past this opening, which was done strictly for show business purposes on stage. They cut directly to... You'll hear it when it comes up. Here we go.
And this was Murray hit, right?
Right here.
You got the orchestra there wound up. There you go.
Oriental setting in the city, don't know what the city is. Got the creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
What a great song.
Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland. Or the Philippines.
Or this place.
Or this place. Or this place.
An unlikely hit in the mid-80s. Actually, it was a show tune.
Mm-hmm.
But then many show tunes would later become hits like Song from Hair, if you remember. There were quite a few songs for that show. And this one came out of nowhere, literally. Murray Head was an English actor who could sing. It was hired by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, who co-wrote the song and the play, by the way, to originally play Judas Iscariot in the original English version of Jesus Christ Superstar. Did you know that? Yeah, that featured Murray Head, the West End version in London.
Gotcha.
In 1984, they wrote the musical Chess, from which this song came, a significant Broadway/West End musical with a limited American run. It didn't really last too long here. The song was bigger than the show, believe it or not.
Wow.
However, for whatever reason, the song from One Night in Bangkok became a big hit in both Europe and America, with Murray performing the song. It hit number 3 on the Billboard charts in America.
Whoa.
Usual song for the time, to be sure. And he would have little further recording success after that. In fact, none. Zilch. And let it be said, by the way, Larry, that Murray Head gives good music. Sorry. You just knew I had to do something dumb. This is silly.
But that's just a great, great song.
pretty good story, too.
Good story. All right. Are we up to seconds guessing?
Oh, do you really want to?
No. So we'll skip over seconds guessing.
No. You're not going to get by with that.
You mean you've already gone and found a prize in case?
And these are all night songs, which means they're going to be kind of easy, okay?
Well, let's hope so.
Now, if you get them all there, and I know you look forward to getting them all because we always have great, great stuff from the prize closet.
I look forward to it.
Here on
it
Bullet Avenue. From the prize closet, so this lovely 45 RPM record of Slim Whitman. No, I bet you don't have this in your collection.
You're right.
Now you can sing along, Larry, and also learn a foreign language at the same time. And even better, you can work on your falsetto. And I know that your falsetto could use some work.
It really could, yeah. Wow. Boy, there is incentive to get them all, huh?
Is that okay?
Slim Whitman. Oh, yeah.
You think you're excited about it? Yeah. Okay, well, I'll dust it off for you. It's a dusty. It's an oldie but goodie.
I bet it is, yes.
It's an oldie but goodie. Okay, so let's see how we go here. I think they're pretty easy this time.
Okay.
I think that you're going to have to buy me lunch because I think I just made it too easy for you. So here's the first one.
That sounds like the Drifters.
It is the Drifters, and I cut it off just as he started to sing Saturday Night at the Movies.
Okay.
You don't remember?
I don't remember that one.
It was a big hit.
No, well, I'm sure it was. I just don't remember that one.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
We're off to a great start. What am I going to do? Oh, I forgot about this. Captain and Toenail.
That's right.
And Lonely Nights.
Lonely Nights, also called Angel Face. In parentheses, Angel Face.
Okay.
I don't know why, but anyway. Here's an easy one. What were the chances we'd be
sharing love? That would be Francis Albert Sinatra.
It would indeed. Chairman of the board.
Strangers in the Night.
Absolutely. From the 66, I think. Okay. But yeah, Strangers in the Night. You're doing pretty good now. Right. This one's easy.
Oh, that is easy. No Sugar Tonight.
It is.
And guess who?
I know that's what the little lady says to you occasionally. I ain't got to be no sugar tonight. I just had to let it roll a little bit. I hope you don't mind.
I do appreciate that.
I mean, after all, lonely feeling, I like the song. Deep inside. I was in Korea when I sang, played that on radio.
Great song.
So here we go. Here's. Oh me, oh my, oh you. Whatever shall I do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The question
is peculiar. Come on, Larry. Okay. All right, I'm reaching for this one. The answer to my question, is it yes or is it no? Okay, does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? I have absolutely no idea who sings it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I always thought that you were a huge Lonnie Donegan of Skiffle Band. Person. That's who it is. Lonnie Donegan and the Skiffle Band. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Easy peasy.
Okay, thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Absolutely.
Neil Diamond.
You guys.
I always love that song.
Thank the Lord for the nighttime. He wrote a lot of good songs.
Uh-huh.
I like Neil Diamond.
Okay.
Here's another one. And I held you.
In the still of the night. Oh, who did that? Five Satins?
Man, where did you pull that from?
Well, I get...
Never mind, I don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't
know. It was the Five Satins.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to know.
In the still of Franklin County. It's called that. Here's another one. They say that you're a runaround lover. You mentioned this earlier.
Yeah, Night Has a Thousand Eyes. It isn't so. And Bobby V.
Yeah, listen to that.
Play a little bit more and we'll get this stuck in our heads for the rest of the day.
Me, I'll know. Yeah, that's a great song. Okay, here's another.
And the night has. That would be a Hard Day's Night. And that group called The Beatles?
You got it.
Okay. That's Chicago.
It is.
It's got that Robert Lamb sound to it. Oh, you're making me reach that Stay Tonight?
You got it. I didn't even remember that until I put it on the track.
Okay, you got me on that one.
It's called Here Comes the Night by Van Morrison. Doesn't even sound like him. And it was a hit record, Larry.
Oh?
You don't remember?
No.
Whoa.
Okay, it wasn't as big as Wild Night, though, wasn't it?
No, I didn't say it was.
Okay. God, you're just going to have to keep that Slim Whitman album.
Let me put it back in the closet. Is that okay if I do that?
No, you're going to recycle. I see that one coming right now.
Put it back in the closet and bring it back another time. That's what I'm going to do.
I'll bet you have a radio tale or two.
I do. So this is kind of interesting, I think. Does the name YY Wiki mean anything to you?
It does, yeah.
Now, who would YY Wiki be?
Now, I don't remember who, but I remember the name, YY Wiki. Wait a minute, hold it. 7-Eleven?
Yes.
7-Eleven commercials?
I tell you were hotter than a pistol.
Well,
you're just knocking them out of the old, what do they call it, ballpark. Can you tell them a sports guy? Well, if you were either working in radio or just listening to radio in the 60s and 70s, no matter where you were in America, you would have heard YY Wiki. And I managed to find it. It is not easy to find anywhere because, well, I'll explain to you why you can't find them, or why you can't find them. So I did find a little bit of audio on why.
Here is Jug McSorley.
The other night, I was sitting up in my room working on an algebra problem, but I just couldn't find the answer. Finally, I put down my pencil and walked up to my 7-Eleven store to slurp. By the time I got back to my room, my problem was solved somehow. The answer was not only wrong, but they stole my pencil.
Isn't that funny? Had truly one of the most distinctive voices in radio, and that was his voice. And I got to meet him, got to hear him. He actually pretty much talked like that. He was the voice of 7-Eleven, was the voice that Dan Alexander took as his own, his alter ego.
Marvin Merriweather.
7-Eleven had an in-house ad agency, by the way, that wrote and produced all their stuff. And they did a couple of other companies as well. So you would hear it nationally wherever you went. Once in a while, the two guys who voiced the spots and the people who sang various jingles would get together in the studio late at night, probably after a few cocktails, by the way.
No.
And would do some very naughty versions of the real commercials. I used to actually have a reel-to-reel version of them, and you wouldn't want to play them for your mother, I can tell you that. But they were having a good time. They're lost to time. I'm not even sure I could find mine anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty lousy shape 20 years ago. But anyway, the 7-Eleven folks have most of the stuff locked up down in Texas. It's very difficult to get hold of any of it. So now you know who YY Wiki was. I actually saw him and his partner at an advertising seminar many years ago in Tampa, Florida. They were just a scream.
I tell you, the Southland Corporation, who ran 7-Eleven,
right,
they did some of the best commercials in their day.
Absolutely.
For 7-Eleven.
They did. Yeah. I don't do them anymore. I haven't done them for a goodly number of years, so I don't know why.
Well, there are not as many 7-Elevens around as there used to be either.
7 or 11?
Well, either one.
Okay. Do you have any more night songs you want to mention?
I've got about three.
Yeah.
Night Train by Steve Winwood. Love that song.
Yeah.
Cool Night by Paul Davis.
That's a good one. I like that.
That is a good
pretty
one.
Song. And is that the only song you ever had?
It may be the only hit he ever had.
I think so. But it was a big
hit. Or the biggest hit he ever had.
A really big hit.
And Ladies' Night by Kool and the Gang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all I got.
We do appreciate you being here for episode 38 of Two Larrys and a Mic. If you like Two Larrys and a Mic, follow us wherever you download your podcast. And be sure to share this podcast with someone by simply clicking the share button. There's a new episode every other week. We hope you'll join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly.
And
well, not only does he have the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu, but he's come down with a couple of other things, too. heebie-jeebies. He's got the heebie-jeebies.
He's
got bad taste of the heebie-jeebies.
Hopefully, Michael. Sounds like he's got spring fever.
A real bad problem there with the sputum.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next
time. That's enough, Mike.
Mike, that's enough. See you next time for episode 39. Thank you for listening.